He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 394. Today, I am going to break up the monotony. We have some interesting things to talk about today. Of course, we are going to be going to NAB 2019 in April. I believe that goes from April 8th through the 12th. And that looks like it's going to be shaping up to be quite an interesting show. We are going to be there representing B&H Photo and also OneSource Video. And we'll have more about that in the upcoming week. So we're very excited about that. Today, what I'm going to do is talk about some software that I have been using now for about 2 months, and I really like it, and I thought I would share that with you today. If you want to do any kind of video editing and really look professional, and you want to do it on your iPad or your iPhone, this is something that you really want to look into. This is called LumaFusion, and I have it loaded right on my iPad. And I absolutely love it. What this will do is basically take all your videos that you've recorded on your phone or from any other place. It will ingest them. You can take those pieces of video in to the LumaFusion software and basically do your basic cuts, dissolves. It will handle green screen. It will do text, titles, all kinds of crazy special effects. And it's very simple to use. And the degree of difficulty, if you will, in learning the software is very minimal, quite frankly. If you've never been exposed to video editing, this is a great way to do it. Now, there are certainly a lot of programs out there that are free to do video editing on the iPad and iPhone, etc. For that matter, your Android operating system. To do the big boy stuff, I have always used and continue to use Adobe Premiere Pro. That's what I have settled on. Now, you can get Premiere Pro to go on a variety of devices, but in terms of cost, efficiency, and just ease of use, I like this LumaFusion product. This program costs about $25, and at that price point, you just can't beat that. It does quite a few things. It's a professional video editing software. LumaFusion is a powerful multi-track video editor used by mobile journalists, filmmakers, and professional video producers to compel video to tell your compelling video story. If you are a professional or an aspiring producer, journalist, or filmmaker, this will be the software that you will want to use. The key features: editing, 3 video and audio tracks for photos, videos, titles, graphics, 3 additional audio tracks for narration, music, and sound effects. So you could essentially record a video with no audio on it and do a voiceover. In other words, wind the video back and then talk over it. You can edit those clips in and out with other videos, and it's quite an amazing piece of software for the $25. You can do dissolves, slides, pushes, wipes, specialty transitions, and the list goes on and on. It will allow you to import compatible files from a media library. As I mentioned, it does titles, it does project management, it really handles audio well, all kinds of layer, multiple styles, multiple special effects. And then when you're done with the video, which is even nicer about this particular product, is you're able to share this over pretty much any social media platform that you want, or put it up to the iCloud or iDrive or whatever it is that you want, Dropbox, and it's very simple to use. I do want you to check out this this product. Again, it's called LumaFusion, and very, very nice. I give it a straight A's for everything, so check that out. I love it because it's just convenient to have on the iPad, and when I travel and I go places and I want to put out a quick clip, if you will, with voiceover, this does an excellent job. I don't like the microphones that are built in to the iPad or your phone for that matter. So I use an external mic, and I can, with this particular software, with the LumaFusion software, I'm able to use a portable Blue mic or a Samsung mic and a USB mic and plug it right in. Or you can use the microphones that have a lightning connector on them and go right into the iPad and do the voiceover. So you'll find this very convenient, and you will thank me, because it's going to be the best $25 that you have ever spent for a piece of software. Very robust, and they're constantly coming up with updates. So all that is good. So before we move on to the main part of the show today, which is I have about 8 or 9, maybe even 10 video streaming sites that are not the, quote, typical ones that you know about, like Netflix and Prime Video and Hulu. I mean, we all know about those. These are some fairly esoteric sites that are off the main grid, if you will, for those types of production. So you'll want to stream these. You'll want to check these out, and they are all free. But before we do that, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, so here we go. The first thing I'm going to recommend is this article. And this is called How to Watch Movies Free Online in 2019. This is going to tell you everything you need to know, including how to use Kodi. That's K-O-D-I. And it talks about what's free on Kodi and essentially what's not free, what's illegal. And you will definitely want to read this article. It gives you some very interesting insights about copyright laws and privacy, and also mentions how you can integrate a VPN, a virtual private network, as you're viewing these, as you're streaming these sites. So here's the whole glip poop on it. Watch free movies on Kodi. It goes into some very interesting detail, and it also talks about what are the best VPNs to use for Kodi if you so desire to do that. And then it talks about some of the other free streaming services that are available to you, and there are some really good things. So definitely check out this article, and you want to subscribe to the show notes to get this article and all the other things that we talk about. To do that, it's pretty simple to do. We mentioned this a zillion times. Just go over to our website and scroll down until you see, where are we here? You can subscribe. Oh, yes. Here we go. Newsletter. If you put your name, there it is, newsletter. If you put your email address there, then every Thursday, as soon as the show is over, I will send you the free show notes, which is basically a hot button link to every thing that we've talked about in the show, including this article. So definitely check that out. Now, the first site that, again, you probably haven't heard about all these, this is called Sony Crackle. They've really upgraded this site, and most of the stuff here, well, let's just say a lot of the TV shows and the movies are free. They have a wonderful search button. The streaming is impeccable on this site, and you may want to check this out if you're looking for some content. And the next site is, actually, it's very interesting, this site. It's called Tubi TV. And I've been hot on this from the day it came out. They've got free movies, free TV, and they do a wonderful job, and they have a ton of content. This is a little bit off the beaten path in terms of streaming movies go, but you can actually put this on a channel on your Roku box if you want, or you can just log into it directly and stream right from the channel. There's apps for Tubi TV, and this is one of my favorite sites, especially if you want to watch something for free and want some different titles that you don't typically see. Now, the next sites that we're going to talk about are ones that you've probably never heard of, and this is called View.Yahoo, and this is a really interesting site. Most people don't even know it exists, but on this particular site, they have comedy, sci-fi, fantasy, drama, action, and adventure, and all kinds of movies. So we'll click on movies here, and as you'll see from this, they have some first-run movies and second- and third-run movies, and it's great. A lot of kids' content if you're interested in that, and also a lot of just great documentaries that are things that you really want to watch. They're very interesting, and they're true stories, so I enjoy watching those types of things. And this Yahoo, ViewYahoo.com site has quite a bit of material for free, so you want to check that site out too. Now, the next site is called Popcorn Flicks. This site's been around, Popcorn TV's been around for quite some time. They keep going through different types of refinements, which is all good. But they have a plethora of TV shows and movies, all kinds of things, and I guarantee you that you will find something to watch on this. So if you're tired of watching, or you have watched every Netflix or Prime video movie for free, and you just want something different that you perhaps may have not seen or want to rewatch, this is a great, one of the better ones out there, Popcorn Flicks. And of course, all these sites will have some paid content. They got to make money somehow, but in general, you will like this. Some of them will provide commercials, whether you like them or not. Some of them, if you pay a small fee, then you can avoid the commercials. And some of them just stream the movies straight up. So you may want to check this site out. It's a very good one. All right, moving on. This next one is probably one of my favorites, not because it has cartoons, but I do like cartoons. This is Retrovision Classic Movies. They not only have classic movies, they have all kinds of things, but it's adventure comedy, classic TV, cartoons, and they have the Fleischer Superman cartoons, they have the Popeye cartoons, crime, Dick Tracy, film noir, Sherlock Holmes. This primarily retro, just like it sounds, Retrovision is for the most part for older types of entertainment. Very, very well done. Bela Lugosi, Boris Karloff, Vincent Price, who was one of my most favorite, Vincent Price, and of course Orson Welles. Sci-fi, Godzilla, and Westerns, Bob Steele, The Lone Ranger, John Wayne, etc., etc. But these are really, really nice, and what I like about it is that it's the original series, so if you're getting nostalgic and you want to check out the original Betty Boop cartoons, they're there, Duck and Cover, Falling Hare, George of the Jungle, Gulliver's Travels, so they have a lot of old but interesting cartoons. They have old Dragnet Adventures. And if you really want to go back down on memory lane, you definitely want to check out Retrovision TV. It's really a lot of fun. Now, here's another site that I'm sure you've never heard of, or pretty sure. It's called Yidio, not Yiddisho, Yidio, Y-I-D-I-O. And this is neat because you get all your streaming sites and services on one app or one place. Very easy explanation to find out how it works. Is a fleet of robots. Yidio's fleet of robots is continuously, this is what I like, monitoring hundreds of streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon. You can search and discover, finding something to watch is a breeze. You can search and browse all of your streaming services at once, and you can get personalized recommendations based on what it is that you're interested in. They have what's trending now, popular TV shows, popular movies, all kinds of things, and it will tell you where you can watch them and if it costs anything, how much to buy or how much to rent or how much to stream, if anything. So this is a very excellent starting point and reference site if you're bored out of your mind and want something to read. All right, moving along. Again, some more introverted sites, if you will. They're not well known, but they've got a lot of stuff on them. This one is called CWTV. Again, I'm sure no one has ever, pretty sure no one has ever heard it out there, but they got all kinds of stuff on this and a lot of episode and series types of programming, which I'm starting to like because some of the stuff that's out there is just god awful anymore, some of the movies, including some of the Oscar winners. Anyway, that's a whole other story for another day, but this is an interesting site. Again, what I'm trying to do is give you a number of free sites to go to. That's between looking at all of these sites, you're going to find a lot of stuff that you can stream and watch, so this will keep you from being bored. Now, here is a place where you can get yet more free content. Mention this once in a while. It's called the Gutenberg.org. This is primarily for books. And not only is it books that you read, but it's audio books too. So they have a lot of interesting things here. They have all kinds of courses. This is 100% free. It's like the Gutenberg Press, if you will. But a great search feature. They have ebooks, all kinds of things, and it's all totally free. They even have robot reading, so if you know someone who's sight impaired or you just want to have someone tell you a story during the day or at night when you're trying to take a snooze, this is great. You can click a button and they'll actually read the audiobook to you. So very, very nice site. Absolutely first class. Another one that's just as good as called Open Culture. This is probably one of the best sites for educational types of programming out there. This particular site has 1,300 plus free online courses. So if you want to learn a language or learn programming language or something like that, you can easily do that. It has over 1,100 free movies, over 700 free audiobooks, 800 free books, 200 free textbooks, 300 free language lessons, 150 free business courses, free K through 12 education. So if you have your kids or your grandkids or someone else's kids and they're driving you out of your mind, put this channel on and find some things that they can do. They'll learn something. It's really great. And you can subscribe very easily to a free newsletter, and it tells you what's new, what's old, all those kinds of things. But as I'm scrolling down here, you can actually see that there is just a ton of stuff here, thousands of things. And it's all well done. It's all first class and absolutely top shelf stuff. Another place that you can go to that you may not be aware of, this is your taxpayers' money hard at work, is NASA. They have a phenomenal website with all kinds of free things, audiobooks, ringtones, movies, ebooks, you name it, they have it, all about things that NASA does and the Earth and space. And it's absolutely fascinating to watch some of this stuff. You will like it, and your kids will like that also. And the last site that we have is one of my favorite, if not my favorite. It's called openlibrary.org, 100% free. I can't even begin to tell you. This probably has the most content of any site or sites that are out there in the area of books. Art books, they have over 41,000 in the area of art. Fantasy books, there's over 9,000. Biographies, over 6,000. Science books, over 48,000 books. Recipes, who doesn't like a recipe? I like the recipes. I don't like to cook it, but I do like the recipes. So you can check out over almost 5,000 recipe books. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of eating. And of course, they have over 16,000 romance books. They have recommended books. And if you're interested in books that are totally free, this is undoubtedly the definite place to go. And it's your internet archive, paid for by the United States government. Always updated, always fun, and always enjoyable. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I gave you a ton of content that you can choose from. And I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.